You are listening to the Texas Standard.
Human trafficking might seem like a crime somewhat distant from our daily realities, but experts say it could be as close as down the street or even right next door. As of June of last year, Texas was reporting the second highest number of human trafficking cases to the National Human Trafficking Hotline. In fact, experts warn human trafficking is on the rise across the U.S. Also on the rise, the number of survivors reaching out for help. Brooke Axtell is the founder and director of She Is Rising, a global community of women and girls overcoming rape, abuse, and sex trafficking. She's also a survivor herself and just released a book, Beautiful Justice, Reclaiming My Worth After Human Trafficking and Sexual Abuse. Ms. Axtell, thanks so much for stopping by the studios of the Texas Standard. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. I'm happy to be here.
You are a Texas girl, as I understand it. Born in Dallas, raised in part in Houston and in Austin, here in the Texas capital city.
Yes.
Lots of Texas women listening right now. How did you wind up, though, being exploited for sexual or human trafficking?
Well, my story began when my mom was hospitalized with some chronic health issues, and I was entrusted to the care of a nanny who became my trafficker. And so I was trafficked at the age of 7, and I was fortunate that when my mom came home from the hospital, she didn't know what was happening, but she realized that something was wrong, and so she fired this nanny, and that was how I was able to escape that exploitation.
So when experts say this could be happening next door, I mean, they're quite literal about that. It could be happening right next door, right under your nose, and you'd never know it. I mean, if your mom didn't know it.
Well, my case is unusual, and the majority of the cases that I have worked on as an advocate, most of the women and girls were exploited by someone who initially presented as a potential boyfriend. So typically targeting girls in their teens, sometimes into their early 20s. And often the trafficker will step in at a point where they're experiencing emotional vulnerability, financial vulnerability. We know our foster care youth, homeless and runaway youth, mm-hmm. and kids who've experienced previous abuse are most vulnerable. So we see that in about 70% of the cases that I've worked on, that often it's not the stereotype of the kidnapping. It's more somebody stepping in and grooming the young woman, promising to be with them and take care of them, and then using violence and psychological coercion to then exploit them in the sex trade.
As childhood victims of sexual abuse or survivors go on into adulthood, sometimes there are patterns that follow them into adulthood relating to sexual abuse, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we see that survivors of sexual violence are at greater risk for mental health issues, including depression, anxiety, and PTSD, as well as at a higher risk for substance abuse and other things that come with experiencing trauma. But I think the hopeful part of the story is that there are powerful ways in which we can heal and discover our resilience and value our voices. And that is why I do the work that I do, because I strongly believe that no matter what kind of trauma or loss we may experience in life, that we have the capacity to heal and move beyond surviving to becoming leaders and catalysts for change.
But I'm thinking about the listener, the person on the other side mm-hmm. of the speaker listening to you talk and mm-hmm. thinking, okay, so how do I fit in? Mm-hmm. And what do you tell that person? How do you get them to move to take that next mm-hmm. step, whatever that next step is?
For survivors, I would say if you haven't yet disclosed your abuse or reached out for help, that healing is possible for you, that your life and your voice has value, and emotional freedom is your birthright, that you don't have to settle for survival. And for those who are community members who want to have a significant impact on this issue, I think one place to begin is to invest in projects like She Is Rising or the Safe Alliance. There's so many projects that are doing great work in this space. And also to look at the education of children around age-appropriate, healthy sex education around consent, and what it looks like to be in a healthy relationship in general. I think those are things that are often not taught in schools or modeled in homes. How do we navigate relationship? How do we communicate with respect? What are we teaching kids about their bodies and their boundaries and healthy sexuality? I think this becomes very important, because if we create an environment in which speaking about healthy sexuality is taboo, we also create an environment in which we are preventing these types of disclosures.
You know, congratulations, too, on the book.
Thank you so much.
I think about part of the title, Reclaiming Your Worth. Was that part of why you wanted to do this book?
My recovery has been a process of reclaiming my worth. I think one of the greatest losses I experienced through trafficking and through partner violence as an adult was my loss of connection to my inherent and unconditional value as a human being and as a woman, because violence communicates that we don't have value, that we are less than human, that our voices and desires don't matter. And so in essence, recovery is about reclaiming that and remembering that at such a deep spiritual and physical level, to remember that no matter what happens to us, no matter what false messages are communicated about who we are, that we have the ability to return to and remember our unconditional value. And it's not about our accomplishments in the world, and it's not about the approval of others. It's about purely being human and remembering that human dignity.
The name of the book, Beautiful Justice, Reclaiming My Worth After Human Trafficking and Sexual Abuse. The author is Brooke Axtell. She is founder and director of She Is Rising, a community of women and girls overcoming rape, abuse, and sex trafficking. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you.